Welcome all the gamers to another All The Gaming Quick Thoughts. I am Dale White, the advocate for insanity, and of course, I have thoughts. And what do I have thoughts on? Well, E3 2022 has been totally canceled. Now, we already knew that there was not going to be a live in-person event this year, but it appears there will not be a digital event this year either. Now, a lot of people I've seen online are speculating that this could legitimately be the end of E3 as we know it. And that's something I've actually said on this podcast in the past, that I think E3 could be on its way out. And, you know, these may be the final days. Of course, they didn't say that E3 is gone. It very much to me does appear that there seems to at least be some level of plan that E3 will return in some form in 2023. But even if that does happen, I don't know that that necessarily means that E3 would be saved. Unfortunately, I think as a concept, it's run its course. You know, I've even said here on the past that with the way that the industry reveals things now, you know, Nintendo has their directs, Sony does their own events. Sony hasn't even been at E3 the last few years. There has been an E3. And Microsoft, you know, they've had their own events in the past couple of years that have been pretty good. And of course, you know, even last year, with it being totally a digital thing, I think a lot of these companies saw that, hey, they can just put these out whenever they want. They'll get the same amount of attention and traction as if they would, you know, put it out during E3, because people that want information on new games, they don't care if it comes out at E3 or if it comes out in, you know, the middle of January or, you know, March or whenever. It doesn't matter to us. We just want information on games. And I think most of us would prefer to just see them put out these events whenever they have a substantial amount of information to share at them. Really and truly, I've said this for years, and I've said it on the podcast several times, I really just want the Nintendo Direct style of presentation to become the industry standard. And I think that could happen. I really do think that could be the future, and I have no issues with that. I have no issues with seeing E3 no longer be a thing. Obviously, for nostalgia's sake and having that one time of year where everybody is paying attention to what's going on in the world of video games, it's exciting, but it's also a lot all at once, and it becomes very difficult to digest it all. And I don't know, I think I'd prefer to be spaced out a little bit more. I don't think we need everything to come out during the same week. It'd be nice to have some of this stuff spread out so some of the smaller announcements don't necessarily get as lost in the shuffle. Of course, then the flip side of that argument is that, well, because everybody is paying attention to, you know, games journalism during that time and all the big announcements, that some of those more obscure announcements may actually get more attention because they were announced at E3 than if they were announced any other time of the year. And the honest truth is, I really don't know which of those two things is actually more accurate. I really don't, because I do know things occasionally do get lost in the shuffle at E3, and at the same time, I do know that there have been surprises, little indie things even, smaller games that have been revealed at E3 that got a surprising amount of attention that maybe otherwise wouldn't have gotten as much attention revealed at some other time of the year. So maybe it's just a trade-off, and maybe it just really is circumstance that some of these things get more attention at E3 than otherwise they would have, and other games may do better being announced at other times of the year. I don't know. Maybe that balances out. It's weird the way that some of that works. So I couldn't really tell you which is ultimately better overall for games in general, because it does seem like maybe some of that really is just a case-by-case basis thing to how it's worked out for certain games in the past. I will say, though, that as far as my own personal ability to digest all of that information, I'd rather it just be spaced out. Especially doing these Quick Thoughts episodes now. I don't know how in the heck I'm going to cover everything, you know, E3 week if that comes back next year. Well, we'll see, because I guess I'd do like 20 of them in a week. I could do that, maybe. That might be a little interesting. I don't know. I know a lot of people will be sad and upset if it goes away, and a lot of people will be like, hey, good riddance. It's weird. I just feel like E3 is no longer really necessary or needed personally, but hey, if you feel differently, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter, at Insanikit, or, you know, the All The Gaming Twitter account, at All The Gaming 1. Let me know what you think. Do you want to see E3 return in 2023, or do you want it to come back permanently? Maybe we need a couple more years of things to see. Maybe it's the in-person aspect of E3 that some people get really excited about. I'm not personally too hyped about that. I've never physically been to an E3, and even if I got a chance to go, I'm pretty introverted. I don't know if I'd be up for that, really. Plus, I hear you gotta like wait in line for sometimes hours at a time just for a chance to play a game so you can write up an article on it. That doesn't sound too fun to me. I don't know. It sounds almost torturous in a way. And I really do feel like digital presentations just kind of are the future. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Like I said, let me know what you think. Of course, at Insanikit on Twitter, at AllTheGaming1. Come like our Facebook page, come join our Facebook group, and come join our Discord server. Come join in on the discussion. It'll be fun, like listening to this, except you can participate. And of course, go check out all of our past episodes and all the major podcasting platforms. And yeah, thanks for listening. I will see you guys next time. And those were some thoughts for you to think on.